Okay. My name is Ansh Patel, and I am 12 years old. Today is April 28, 2019, and I'm speaking with Girish Patel, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in the Patel residence, which is in Northville, Michigan. First question. Tell me about the most important people in your life.
My father is the most important person because he chose the right track for me from the very beginning. You want me to go into details?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He put me in a very nice, very popular school where I had a very good education to begin with in the high school, primary and high school. Then we take an advice of some very learned person, and he told me that I should go to pharmacy field. So I took a pharmacy degree, bachelor in pharmacy in India. During the education, I learned that there is a very good scope for a pharmacy in America. So I traveled to America as a student visa. I had my master's degree in pharmacy.
Yeah.
And then I also tried to get my PhD, but unfortunately I couldn't get the right admission. So I did my MBA, and then during the MBA and my postgraduate, I worked 11 years in America. So I had a very good experience in my pharmacy field, and therefore my whole career started very, very nicely. And which one I can use later on, that when I come to India, I can also work in the same line which I specialize in America, that is aerosol manufacturing. So last 40 years, I am involved in manufacturing of aerosol. I believe that my father has done a very good choice for me.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anyone else that's important to you?
I can say that my wife Meera, your grandma, right?
Yeah.
She gave me very good support. Even when we come to, after marriage, you know, I go to school and we had not too much income. She always support me, and she always support me and encourage me to get my MBA degree. Then she also agreed to move to India, which is a very big, very, very big step, which very few people do it. Initially, it is a very negative side as far as earning is concerned, but we moved to India and slowly we develop our business, and all the way along, you know, she gave me support, and today we are earning very, very high in Wimson Aerosol, which is the company I started 35 years ago.
Okay, could you share some of the most important lessons you have learned in life?
What is that?
Could you share?
Can you repeat it?
Yeah, okay. Could you share some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I prefer my career over my over money. For example, when I come to America, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was doing all sorts of drugstore job as a pharmacy technician, right? Mm-hmm. Once I had a very nice job offer from a hospital, but at the same time, I got an admission in St. John's University for my master's degree with aerosol. And I like aerosol so much. I like engineering, pharmacy type of production activity. So I take that decision. At that time, all my friends were doing very good, earning double, more than double in pharmacy field in a drugstore, while I was earning very little in industry. But I learned a lot in industry. Today, if I can say, I'm only attending 1 hour of my daytime for my Wimson Aerosol, and yet I'm earning 3 to 4 times more than a lot of people of my classmates, because I have a setup of manufacturing rather than personal work thing. So I think that was a very most important decision I made in my life. Second most important decision I made in my life is that while I was in America, I was working for a company called Clairol, and before that, another company called Charles of the Ritz. Both the places I was doing a lot of development, product development, but During my work, I got a lot of extra time, which I could not use for any other purpose. And I always wanted to work for my society. So when I moved to India, right?
Yeah.
As well as I did lot of social service in my life, which I can do only in India. I joined the Lions Club. I'm attached with the Big Eye Hospital, where we do all the eye care services free, and I am total in charge of that. This could not be possible if I was in America. I would have been working there for some company, right? While in India, our starting point and general to enter in the business was very low cost, so we entered. And today, our turnover is very big in the manufacturing. We support my whole requirement, and so I can freely, openly work for my philanthropic work, which is a charitable work. My biggest occupation today is the working with the Ravi Shankar Maharaj Eye Hospital, which is a 70-year-old, and I'm running it for 10 years, and hospital is totally free. So you can imagine how many people we treat every day. We treat 250 people on OPD base, that is outdoor patient base, right? Then we treat 30 to 40 people on indoor base when we do the cataract surgery. Then we do another 100 people, more than 100 people a week for cataract surgery, different type of cataract problem. And all this is free. So I don't think one person can manage or can do such kind of social service, right? Because in America, social service doesn't include medical. Medical side is always either handled by government or insurance, or people pay from their pocket.
And then
the cost of one cataract surgery in America is $20,000 to $30,000, right?
Yeah.
Against that, we are doing 30 surgery free every day. This is a big things that I'm doing, which I could not have done in America.
And then the next question is, how would you like people to remember you?
I don't think of it that people should remember me. People should, if they want, they can remember me by my work in Khudra RMI, Ravi Shankar Maharaj Eye Hospital, because the eye hospital was managed by one very Gandhian type doctor, and toward the end of his age, at 94, he has lost the control over the hospital, and hospital was totally run down, and they were doing the only 400 to 500 surgery per year.
Oh.
Against that, we bring it up very high. We modernized the hospital totally, completely, and today we have whatever the best possible treatment can be available to eye, we are offering it, and then we are offering free. So I had an opportunity to do this service for 10 years, and I'm going good. My trustees are very good. They never question me what I'm doing. So I'm doing freehand. And I think people now talk about me that, okay, I have recovered the hospital, which was otherwise not possible to run. People were thinking that hospital will be closed once the Dr. Doshi died. But I took over from the next day, and I recovered the hospital and keep it running.
And then,
so this was, I think, the most important part of my life. In aerosol, which is my specialize, right? The people who are very small community in India, hardly 2,000 people are involved with the aerosol. But those are the old people, more than 30 years in business. They recognize that I am the most technically educated and experienced person in aerosol industry. So we form a aerosol promotion council for India, and we promote the aerosol, and for 30 years we bring the aerosol business from one can to 1,000 can. So we 1,000 times aerosol industry has grown in 30 years, and I think I have a major contribution. I had an opportunity when I come to India to give a lecture like to 2,000 people. The topic is introduction of aerosol in India, and I think that was a very big opportunity for me.
And then,
so I think people remember me in aerosol line too.
And then the next question is, what were your parents like?
My parents like?
Yeah, what were your parents like?
My father was a highly educated person, right?
Yeah.
So he always promoted me that don't go after the money, right? Money will be unstable things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he always say that whatever the requirement you do it for industry is fine. At the same time, you always look at the hospital. Whatever small or big things that you require for hospital, you should do it. But once the doctor died, Dr. Doshi died, the whole hospital was given to me. And my father was very, very, very happy that I managed the hospital all the way through. And he see me managing for 9 years, and he was extremely happy. So that's the thing. My mother was not educated, but she was very nice and a very noble lady.
And then the next question, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
Yeah, I grew up in our small village, like Gambadi, right? Gambadi is the settled 500 years ago by one person, and this whole village is developed, and we are the race of the same one person, the whole our community. So basically, we call this is our homeland from last 500 years. We are not migrated from anywhere else, number one. Number two, our village is very lucky because we are just sitting right next to the very, very good city called Anand. And Anand was cherished by Sardar Patel. And there are three major things happen in Anand, and the benefit of that has gone to the all Anand population and Gambadi population. So we are lucky that we are, although we have an atmosphere of Gambadi villages, right, yet we are a benefit of Anand. My childhood, I grew up in a school, Gambadi. I got to Gambadi for 4 years, fourth standard, and from fifth standard to 11, that is a, we call it a SSC that time, is a very good school in Anand. I used to walk down there every day, and I never afraid of that. I used to walk 10 kilometers up and down every day, and sometimes twice a day.
Oh.
And I never regret. And second thing, that my father was so much having confidence in me, that age of 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
He started assigning me a lot of work for his part. Like we are growing some maize, corn, right? And I used to go out and sell it. Then we started growing chicory, and I used to go out and supervise the chicory farm. Every year, 3-4 times around, I take the chicory to Jamnagar. So my father had encouraged me from the right of the age, 13 to 14, at your age, right?
Uh-huh.
And that gives me a lot of confidence in the society, right? I can, being a 14-year-old guy, right? I go to some farm, the people are 40, 50 years age. I go there and check the chicory and tell them what is right and what is wrong. That gives a lot of encouragement, a lot of confidence in the life. We can talk to anybody. If it's right, I have to say this is the right, this is wrong, this is wrong. And I experienced the same thing in USA during my job, that whenever there is a wrong thing, I used to tell them this is the wrong thing. Whether I lose my job or not, I had that much confidence. I never had lost the job because of saying right thing. This thing, I got it in childhood.
Okay, so the next question is, what was my father like when he was growing up?
He was very nice. He was very, very normal child, right? Very
yeah.
normal person.
Yeah.
And go to school and everything. And he never was a topper. He was a mediocre up to high school. And when he finished the high school, I was surprised that he did not get an admission in the pharmacy college in our state. So I had to take him to the Karnataka state. And the very first day, he told me that a gold medalist can be only from his college. And I'm surprised that very first day, one student tells me about that. I cannot believe it. End of the 4 years, he was a gold medalist. He was completely changed in the school. And the college. School, he was a very mediocre. In the college, he was a super, super topper.
And then,
so I'm surprised. And then he learned a lot of guts taking, you know, the decision, risk taking management from me. I don't know whether he realized that or not, but he has seen me. He has seen me for 30, 40 years and he realized, he put himself like that, okay, if my daddy can do this, I can do that, right?
Yeah.
And that's what pays off, that lot of pharmacists having one very small store for the whole of the life, while Rajan has a very big business. This doesn't come at the mature age. This comes from the childhood. What he sees, he can grab it. Okay. We take the risk here, right? Like that.
Yeah. And then okay. The next question is, the follow-up question for that is, how would my dad compare to my uncle?
Chirag and Rajan?
Okay. Yeah.
He's the older son, so naturally he was favorite of my father. That is his grandfather, right? Number one.
Yeah.
My father used to tell him that prince, he's our prince, our family's prince, number one. So he was a little bit proud that, okay, I'm the oldest boy in the family, number one. Okay? He has all kind of normal things, slightly abnormal also, I don't mind. He was never afraid of doing anything wrong in the school, right? And then Chirag is very meticulous. His memory is a super, super memory. And he was very intelligent in that way. And the difference was in the high school where Rajan got a 66% or something like that. And he could not get admission in the pharmacy college in Gujarat, while Chirag is a number 3 in 60,000 students examination. The day, the year that he appeared, there was a 60,000 students and he was ranked number 3. So this is two different. Chirag is a very quiet, very meticulous person, but least risk-taking. Rajan is a highly risk-taking, little bit rough and tough, but good businessman. These are two things come up. Tell me.
So the next question is, did you like to go to school? You yourself, did you like to? Why or why not?
Go to school?
Yeah, did you like to?
Yeah. I always like to go to school. I don't work very hard. I always like to get a minimum average marks to get through. But I never get bored of the school. So when I finish my high school, right, I prefer to go to pharmacy college, as I said before. And then when I finished my pharmacy college, I come to USA for higher study and go to master's degree, then MBA, like that. So actually, after high school, I had a 17th year of college, we call it. So that's a pretty long time of my education life. I never wanted to be a topper, but I always wanted to learn a lot. Even during my job, I always go to special classes, continuous education, like that. All kind of management and topical subject, our aerosol chemistry subject is.
And then next question is, what were you yourself like as a child? And did your parents like, what were your parents like reaction to?
I was the oldest son in my family, right? Out of three brothers, I'm the oldest. Three brothers and one sister. So what happened that next to me is my sister. We had a lot of responsibility compared to the rest of the family. And my father was totally dependent, whatever the my age student can, my age boys can get it. So, and he never pushed me for the education. He never denied also. He gave me the facility. I enjoyed the facility, whatever. Like when I was very young, he put me in a boarding school where I have to live in the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, boarding.
Yeah.
And I never resist because I think that every student once should live in the hostel, get to learn to live independent, because when you are at home, you are very much dependent on your parents, right? Like washing clothes and this and that, all the small things. When you live in the hostel gives you the best education academically as long as living. So whenever we were in a school, we never had resistance that my father had put me in the school, boarding school, I run away like that. No.
So you,
this was a very learning session.
So yeah. You agreed with him?
Yeah, I agree with him. And that's the best. Every student should live separately from their parents for a couple of years to live in the society by himself. Because that society is not educated, not business. That society is the education, right? Mm-hmm. That hostel, everybody is of the same age, same target of education. But when you are there, you do a lot of extra activities.
So overall,
that's the best part.
Overall, yeah, as a child, you love school.
If I had to choose, I would go through the same childhood which I have gone through without any change. Because I think I had one of the best school in the Gujarat. I had one of the very good teacher there who are really lovely. And then education-wise also, mediocre. We don't want to be super intelligent. And we had all opportunity, games, sports, this and that.
And then the second to last question is, when you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
What?
When you were growing up, and as an adult, what role did religion play in your life?
Religion, can you give me a little bit more explanation about the question?
Yeah. So when you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life? Like, how often did you go to the temple? What did you do at home? All that stuff.
No, I was not a very much a religious performance. I was never against the religion. But I was never doing anything, right? The most important part was that education and sports. I believe in lot and lot of sports. Today, even I can talk about 2 hours of my young life regarding my sports. Because every possible sports available in those days, right, I have played. Go ahead.
No, you could finish.
Finish?
Yeah, okay. You finish.
If you come back with any answer, question, most welcome, okay? And I wish you all the best.
There's still a couple more questions, if that's okay with you. Okay, so there's a follow-up question for your love of sports. Did you, was one of your main sports that you played tennis? Because I've heard that from my dad, that you love tennis.
Yes, tennis is my longest career. For 34 years, I played tennis, okay? And I was going to tell you that after 10 years of break, I started playing tennis again this week, okay? At the age of 71, and after the knee surgery, I'm very well suited now right for the sports, and I started playing tennis on solo basis right now. My second best game was volleyball. I played a lot of volleyball.
And then...
Go ahead.
The last question is that, what are the most important lessons? I know you haven't done much religion, but you at least do some religion. What important lessons has that religion you've done taught you?
Religion?
Yeah, what important lessons has religion taught you?
I cannot remember because I've never been going to a temple going person or never going to... go to the speeches of all the religious people, something like that. My father was even never practicing. He was basically, if I say, not a religion, but parallel to religion is Gandhiji's principles, Mahatma Gandhiji's principles, because my father was a strict follower. And I learned all the lessons of life from him. And you know, Mahatma Gandhi's principles are very, very good. And he himself was a politician as well as a religion. Mahatma Gandhi is one religion. He is the best analysis of Hindu religion, especially Gita. And I did read a lot of books on him, and I learned a lot of things from Gandhiji, but not from religion. Definitely not. Okay?
And that brings our interview to an end. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.